On Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
We love to catch up with the Bald Eagle each and every week. How are you going, mate?
Going well, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. There's a little bit of class that's filtering through each week when we speak at these trials, and there's some big names to talk about this morning. Where do we start?
We kick off at Bendigo last Friday, Michael. Two horses from the Grant and Alana Williams stable. Of course, they've got a nice team based here in Bendigo for the upcoming Spring Carnival. Kicking off in Heat 6, Regal Power, the All-Star Mile winner. This was his first jump out this prep. He settled midfield off a very slow early tempo, and he really ramped it up his last 400 metres with Regal Power getting the better of the leader there and won his heat by 3 lengths. The time was slow, but they went slow early. So he's a $15 chance in the Cox Plate. And in Heat 7, Showmanship, another of the stablemate here. He's a 5-year-old gelding, a winner of 5 of his 6 starts in WA. He's clearly very fit and forward, having last race just 4 weeks ago. He sat midfield and ripped home in the straight here with the rider sitting quiet in slick time. Broke a minute there, so he could go straight to the races off his work here. I'm not sure what he... I suggest he targets the Cox Plate, Michael. He's a $26 chance, but have you heard what his lead-up races are likely to be?
No, not sure where he's going to kick off. We'll try and find out from Grant and Alana Williams, but it sounds like they're both ripped and ready to roll. So we're looking forward to seeing the resumption of these WA gallopers here. Flemington had a couple of impressive jump outs as well. Who were you most taken with?
Yeah, well, Heat 2, Swatsbat, a talented 3-year-old filly with Team Corsons. Look, she won her heat in slow time, but did so with ease. And her opposition were older stayers, so the margin was slightly flattering. She was an impressive winner on debut at Bendigo, and she went up to Sydney and tackled the best 2-year-olds there on a heavy track in the Percy Sykes. I thought she looked great in her action there, and Team Corson's got a few nice horses to follow, but in particular, Swat's that. And then Heat 4, Michael, write this name down. Mrs. Beckham, a 4-year-old Toronado mare for the Elliot and Zara combination. She's come back in great style. She's produced another strong jump-out win here. She left the gates quickly, controlled the speed, and shot away. It was a very fast win, and judging by her performances this time in, she's a mare who's improved significantly over her break, so definitely a mare to follow, and she'll get out to a mile this prep and maybe tackle some spring riches.
All right, well, her name is well and truly written down, and we had a chat yesterday to Trent Busserton, who was pretty happy with how Tagaloa went in a recent jump out. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, good. I missed that chat, but gee, he was exciting. You know, just having his first jump out back as a 3-year-old, he didn't disappoint. He travelled sweetly on the bridle for Michael Walker and led throughout to win that. He looked, it was a bunched finish, and the time was about average for the morning, but he was never let off the chain at any stage, and he really could have extended and put a margin on his rival. So if you've taken the future bet for the Caulfield Guineas Golden Rose, that's you'd be on pretty good terms with yourself, because that's exactly what you'd like to see.
And what about the stablemate, Larimer Street?
Yeah, he's a nice 3-year-old colt. I thought he just did enough to win his first jump out back when he took on the older horses, and here he was given a stronger hit out. He strode up to the lead at to lead the field at the top of the straight, really went to the line his own accord. I think he's. I think he'll get beyond the mile this prep. That's the way I read it, looking at his jump outs. But you know, he's got plenty of quality and certainly horse to follow.
All right. Anything else catch your eye that we should be following?
Yeah, certainly two horses. One from Heat 5, Yosemite, was excellent at a second jump out. The preparation for Robbie Griffith. She's a daughter of Redwood. I think she's come back in good style. And in Heat 12, put this horse down in your black books too. A very impressive 4-year-old horse, ex-Kiwi. Now it's busted and young. He's built a good record in New Zealand. And his two jump outs have been excellent at Cranbourne. He just ranged up on the outside of the leaders in this heat and came away for a soft win. He was very strong through the line. So he's definitely a horse you want to follow towards his Australian debut.
Very good. And just on Robbie Griffiths, I've got a text message wishing Robbie a happy birthday. So from all the Victorian trainers, happy birthday, Robbie Griffiths. No age. We won't play closest to the pin, but good to see Robbie enjoying a birthday today. And the last one before we get your tips for the weekend, Dr. Drill, I saw in the jump outs at Sandown during the week. What do you make of his performance?
Oh, I thought he was excellent and one of the best of the morning there. He's got a little bit of a fitness base coming off a 9-week let-up. He won the Scone Cup 2 starts back, and he was very sharp. He kept pace with some classy sprinting types. Finished right on the back of the leading bunch there, and it was a fast run heat. How Romantic had a second jump out of the prep. She's ticking over nicely there for Maren Eustace. And Nonconformist, a really promising staying horse for Graham Begg. Worked home well, out wide on the course, and did his best work late. So he's certainly a horse to follow, also Nonconformist.
All right, very good. Where do we go for our bets this weekend?
We've just got the one tomorrow, Ballarat on the synthetic, race 5, number 2, Blood Oath for Enver Yusufovic. This horse has been trialling up a treat. Enver's he's been patient placing him. He's got good form on the synthetic, but his jump outs on the heavy surface at Cranbourne have been excellent, and I think he's a very strong winning chance, and he's about that $3.50 there tomorrow at Ballarat.
Beautiful. Race 5, number 2, Blood Oath, to build the bank for the weekend. Good on you, Glenn. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. Good luck.